This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The most rated talk radio show on radio.
Yep.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean,
the most rated.
The most rated.
Yeah.
Yes. The number one most rated talk show.
Not the highest rated.
I don't know if you can disagree with it, right? Like, is there evidence that a radio show has been rated
more
frequently? More often?
Oh, rated with a D.
Rated.
Most. Yes, rated.
We are the most rated talk program.
Yeah.
Talk show on the radio.
Next to that newspaper, I think, in Kansas City.
Yeah. We talked about that a lot.
But that's not a radio station.
No, it's a newspaper, which, you know, might as well be dead.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, there are people that say the same about radio, so let's not.
Yeah. Even radio themselves, like,
podcast.
I went to a seminar with a bunch of, like, radio people. It was like a presentation type thing about like how to maximize your value in the radio industry. And it was all about
be the last one remaining.
It was all about expanding into social media, TikTok, and like doing your own podcast, and you know all that kind of stuff.
Getting out of radio. That's how you make it in radio.
Or allowing radio to be like one piece of your brand. Right? You know what I mean? Right.
Now, to be fair, I came across Free Talk Live initially because at the time they were one of the few radio shows giving away the content via podcast.
Yeah.
Right. That wasn't a thing when I came across this show, and that's how I got it. Like, I didn't find it through normal Liberty channels. Right. Well, I'm in Hawaii. They weren't broadcasting in Hawaii at the time.
Right.
But it was like, no, this is the new technology. These radio shows are going into podcasts, and they mentioned Free Talk Live. I don't know why specifically.
Yeah.
And I went to, you know, the Apple Podcast iTunes store and looked for Free Talk Live and started listening to it, and that was my introduction.
And now you're here.
And now I'm here.
And you're back.
And yeah. But still, you know, not through normal channels, but through alternative media like podcasts at the time.
Right, right.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by LibertyMinded.com. Official Free Talk Live gear like t-shirts and hoodies are available at LibertyMinded.com. Plus, you'll find a unique collection of cool and funny liberty-oriented clothing at LibertyMinded.com. That's LibertyMinded.com.
Do they have kazoos? We gotta get the kazoo section.
I'll talk to Johnson. Maybe he can hook that
get
up.
Get some Free Talk Live kazoos.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. We have some calls to get to. We're gonna go. Hang on. I gotta check out.
The board is full.
I gotta do math. I was told there would be no math.
One first call.
Right, here we go. Liberty Banker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh my gosh, it is so nice to be on the most highly rated talk
rated.
Show.
Yes. Rated. The number one most rated talk show on radio.
I love it. So seriously though, on a serious note, you know, as a past co-host of Free Talk Live, really sorry, you know, what's happened to Ian and Aria, and I wish them the best and can't wait till they get out, really.
Yeah. So, I wish I had an update for everybody, but I don't, and when we get one, well, we'll give it to you.
That's awesome. I'm glad he's, you know, got a bunch of people that are rooting for him in there while both of them are in there. So anyway, I was calling because I listened. I'm usually a podcast listener, and I listened to last Sunday's episode.
Yeah.
And Richie was saying that how he was looking for a really nice e-reader. And
tablet
addiction, I think was the term you used. So I have a really good one that I'd like to recommend, and it's called the Remarkable 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen good things about that one. Yes.
It's got the number 2 in it.
It's got the number 2. Yeah.
But it's got a real paper feel to it, and it's just a really nice e-reader, and it might be what you're looking for.
It might be. You're right. Like, I've looked at it. I've looked at the accessories. The only reason I didn't pull the trigger on it is because of what you said. It's more of a note-taking app or more of a note-taking product. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to use the note-taking features, but aside from that, it's a beautiful device. You're correct.
Can you explain to the Luddites what an e-reader is?
To read e-books. Like my iPad mini doesn't work anymore, so I'm relegated to just my phone at the moment.
Okay.
But I want to read more, and my phone is insufficient for reading
e-books.
Oh,
so it just turns it into audio.
No.
You sit there and look at your screen for a long time reading a book. It hurts your eyes.
And so I wanted the e-ink.
Paper feel.
Yeah.
Do you know what the Amazon Kindle is?
Yes.
It's that, except a different brand and a different tech.
Okay.
So it's more for reading.
It's not a screen.
It is a screen.
Yeah. It is a screen. Okay.
But it's different. It's not like a LCD screen with bright lights. It's just black and white.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have color ones, but generally just black and white.
Just for reading. Oh, okay.
And again, I've got a ton of ebooks in various formats. And so I've been looking at a bunch of different ones and I was asking for recommendations.
Oh.
And I did come across this Remarkable 2. And I don't want to say it was at like the top of my list because it wasn't the dedicated e-reader, but it's a beautiful device.
It's a device that
even if you're not reading on it, or even if you're just reading on it and not taking notes, it's what you're looking for.
Okay. How's the weight on it? Because that was the other thing that I was looking at.
It's really light. I mean, I don't know the exact weight, but it's really light, like less than your iPad mini.
Is it breakable like an iPad would? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Drop it.
So do you have to have like a case for it to like?
They sell a case. Yeah, they sell a case. It comes with a keyboard. Yeah, you can do some typing on, take notes.
I was thinking I know that you do show prep frequently, Richie Rich. So maybe, the note taking feature would come in handy for your show prep.
Maybe because it's not like my show prep is from an RSS reader.
That's true.
And so I don't know if the do you know if the Remarkable 2 has other apps available that would.
There is no internet access. That's the one thing, is, sort of the versatility of it is not there. But in terms of like uploading a PDF or some sort of ebook format, it'll take them.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's the one problem with the Kindle is it doesn't take EPUB.
Yeah.
It takes like Amazon things. And so all right, well, if I have to convert it, I will, but whatever.
Yeah.
How do you get documents to this thing? Just over Wi-Fi? Oh.
There's like
plug it in your computer.
PC. There's a program on your PC or an app on your phone that you could just like.
So it just shows up as a drive and you just drag stuff over.
Yeah. Remind me again during the break and I'll show you it on the phone.
Libertarian Banker, you had something else to say about.
So I'll end with this. This is my number two story. Right. And this may be more for the listeners who haven't been listening a while, but there was a male co-host and a female co-host on Free Talk Live back in the day that fell in love. I won't say their names.
Call them out.
Well, I mean,
give us a hint.
Well, Daryl.
Can I buy a vowel? Okay.
Don't say the other name then.
Okay, then we know you're talking about. Go ahead.
Please don't say the other name. We don't need to summon witches.
There was a debate on Free Talk Live between a Nazi and one of the co-hosts who is a transvestite.
Christopher Cantwell and Arya.
Versus tranny.
We'll say those
and
names.
This debate was highly, controversial at the time, and that female co-host did not like what was happening and went out into the Free Talk Live parking lot and defecated on the Nazi's hood.
Did she actually do it? I thought it was a threat.
I just saying what I heard.
Okay.
So it's just a story. Okay. It may not even be true. It could be fictional.
Well,
I don't know. It's just a story.
What I know of the story is she made the threat, and that upset Cantwell.
Well, let me finish the story.
I got it, but I also know the story.
He has to interject.
Well, okay. All right.
Go on, Liberty Bank.
No, that was it. That was my number two story. So if you have a different version,
it's not a different version. This is shortly thereafter. Is when I started, because my understanding of the events that transpired was she made a threat.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Cantwell took that as an act of aggression because she threatened to harm his property, right? And then took it up with Ian. Ian didn't like the fact, Jackie didn't like the fact that Ian was taking Cantwell. So I said the name, I'm not summoned, right? And then threw a fit and was either terminated from or left voluntarily from the show. and took Daryl with her, either voluntarily or not, depending on whose version of the story you get. And once they left the show, right, I sent a message to Ian and Mark and said, hey, looks like you're looking for co-hosts.
Yeah.
Give me a shot. And like a week later, I was on the show.
Nice.
So like that was my way to get on.
So it's kind of like your number two story.
Sure.
You're their
number. If she had never threatened to poop on Cantwell's car,
you wouldn't have been.
I probably wouldn't be here as quickly as I was.
And this is why doing the number two story when Richie Rich is here on Sundays is more important, because that's also his origin story.
But it really is. That is absolutely my origin
story.
He's
the number one, number two.
Libertarian Banker, any final thoughts?
Have a great night, gentlemen.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Call us again soon. We appreciate you.
And at the time, my Facebook profile still said Hawaii, so Mark was like, well, you kind of got to be here. I'm like, I already am. I've been to the meetup in Keene. I'm living in Manchester. You know, like, just give me a chance.
Since Richie Rich is on a roll, let's go to Ricky from the Commonwealth calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, good. Still alive.
Thank you there, brother Captain. Brother Steve, Brother Richard, good evening. You make my heart go bumpity, 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 ooh. No doubt.
Hey, now.
It's not matchmaking, you know, talk live.
Well, you know, I just thought of something fascinating that never occurred to me. As I sit here, and I'm realizing this, I'm Generation X, and I have wrapped around me an X. That thought never occurred to me.
Okay. And that would be the battle flag. Yeah.
I never thought of it. You know, and that's and I'm
the flag of Southern surrender.
The matter. Well,
wait, is the battle flag really an X, or is it just like a T?
Cross? Yeah. No, it's not a T.
It's the longest cross in actuality.
It's from corner to corner.
Yeah, okay.
It's bars and bars.
So it looks like an X.
It's hardcore, sure. No doubt. You know, and you know, all most people like, and I generally have very few problems. But I will tell you this: it's really interesting. I thought about this. You know, I think something I wanted to add to this, see, really what the man fears, and I think Captain will agree with this, when it comes to Generation X, see, we are right now at the prime age taking power in the government at this point. Myself, they're going to be throwing my hat in the ring in the future.
So far, not agreeing.
You know?
Okay.
I think there's too many octogenarians in the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Well, no, but Generation X is a whole different breed. Imagine if you got a bunch of Ricky from the Commonwealth or a certain ilk. You know, we're tired of it. I mean, hey, I want to blow the U.S. Constitution away.
Drop some names. Like who in the current Senate or House or is Generation X that you're thinking is?
Well, no, I don't know about the federal government, but I'm saying local government. All right. That's where it's starting to happen.
I don't pay attention to that.
You know, in local government.
Do you see that around
Rand
here?
Paul
Keene?
Would be Rand Paul.
I'm curious to know, like, how many of the movers to New Hampshire for the larger freedom movement, Free State Project, all that kind of stuff. How many of them?
We're having a
what percentage are Gen X?
Definitely.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, look at the age of people like Biden and Trump, and even younger than that. You know, they're on their way out. You know,
they're on their way back in for another four years. You know, like.
Yeah, but they may not even live that long. I hope they do. You know, I don't want to wish that on anybody, you know. But, I mean, they're old, you know. They're getting older. And it's a changing of the guard. Within the next 10 years, you're not even going to recognize.
It's keeping the guard the exact same as it has been for the last 10 years.
Well, I think it might be something a little different. Now, I will say, when you get to the federal level, it's completely hopeless.
Well, that's what
I'm
talking about.
But I will say, like in New Hampshire here in Pennsylvania. Well, in New Hampshire or here in Pennsylvania, one thing you can do is you can, within your state or, in my case, your Commonwealth, you can make a difference. And I think you guys have said that many a time. There's an old saying, the only way to change the system is from inside the system. You know, you can't change it from outside. People tried that. You know, and you got to just get some people to stand up like myself that can't be compromised.
There's people that have tried it from the inside, too, with equally dismal results. So,
yeah, I mean, I've tried it from the inside, and it's coming from working for myself, being in my own business, and then being involved on a board of selectmen where you're dealing with, we have to have a blue ribbon commission to do this.
Is this here or in Connecticut?
This is in Connecticut.
Okay.
So if you want to, for instance, there was a contamination, a well was contaminated on a site. Okay. My solution is let's drill a new well. Mm-hmm. No, can't do that. We've got to go through a feasibility study. We have to go through sample testing. We've got like bids. Like, it's just nuts.
We have to dance like monkeys.
Yeah, and we have to, you know, bring this, and they have to go to a vote. It's so backwards. Government is just so oppositive.
I think it was a Molyneux quote.
Okay.
I like to say it frequently because it hits home for me. Joining the government and trying to change it from the inside is akin to joining the mafia and trying to turn it into a charity organization.
Very true.
Yeah,
very
but true. There's another thought. See, I'm trying to change it in a different kind of way because I'm looking to blow the federal government away. Now, that's something completely different in the form of change.
And by blow the federal government away, you mean abolish it as an organization altogether?
Absolutely. Bye-bye, baby. And I have a very creative way of doing that. And the fact of the matter is...
Well, C4 and liquid nitrogen.
Yeah. Let's be careful what we're saying here, folks. This is being transcribed, okay?
Well, I'll give you one hint. I mean, I'm not going to tell you everything. But, you know, I am going to be using our Constitution once I get in there to lobby my housemates. But one thing I'll point out is one everybody knows. It's just one section alone, but there's a lot more I'm going to utilize, and that's Section 2 of Article 1. And that, to paraphrase part of it, it says that the people have the right to modify, reform, or abolish their government at all times. Now, that's a direct result of Thomas Jefferson himself in the Pennsylvania Constitution. A lot of people don't realize that, and I think that's phenomenal. But there's more than that. And I know walking the street every day, and I walk around in my battle flag, and people know me when they see me. And the fact of the matter is, you know, things have changed since 17. I mean, one, I learned a lot when I was kind of just screwing around in 17. I learned how easy it is to win. Second of all, more importantly, I see people have changed. They're not afraid anymore. They seem more afraid of the idea of secession than they're not anymore. When I talk to them, they seem psyched up.
Good.
You know, yeah. And I think it's a very good thing. I mean, this is the feedback I'm getting walking out and about. Very different. It was easy for them to talk to me, but now they don't have a problem talking in front of other people saying about blowing said U.S. Constitution away. And when they see this battle flag, to them, it represents the same thing it did 160 years ago, because there's a direct tie, you know, between the South and Pennsylvania. You know, not only South Carolina, but Virginia. I mean, I'm very optimistic, you know, and I get the best campaign manager. His name is Ricky, too. He spells it R-I-C-K-E-Y. He's 40. You know, and I'm going to give it my best. And I will tell you, I won't forget my friends in New Hampshire, you know, if I'm so lucky to win. And not only that, I think on the way, because I see a lot more commonalities between New Hampshire Pennsylvania more than I do, say, this state and that state.
I'm just more concerned that you survived long enough to put your dash into escrow.
Yeah, that was, you were summoned tonight.
Oh, yeah, onto that. Now, wait a minute, I'm working on that. Now, I did have until the beginning of 2025. Hey, what is dash at right now, Richie? You've been bragging about that. What's it up to?
Like $40?
$37.50.
Okay.
Oh, that ain't so bad. That's all right.
Well, it has gone up since the bet was confirmed. So if you haven't gotten it yet.
It's confirmed. Oh, you think I'm welching on my bet, Richie?
No, what I'm telling you is if you wait longer to purchase your dash, you're going to end up with less dash for your dollars.
Well, I understand that. Now, okay. Let me see here. Now, I'm new to this whole crypto stuff. I got to do some research on it and figure it out.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I know that Brother Riley, he uses the Dash wallet, so I'm sure I can do it, you know. But the question I have is, now once we do it, I buy the Dash. Are we then going to get, what are you doing, then put it into escrow with Peakless? Is that
right.
The idea?
Like if you trust Peakless, I trust Peakless. And so we're going to give him the Dash, and he is going to hold it and disperse it to the winner.
I'm fine and good with that.
Okay.
So what Richie's just trying to get at is if you buy your Dash now, it's likely going to cost you less dollars than if you wait to buy it.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Well,
been so long since I heard from Ricky, I wasn't sure.
No,
you know.
No, I know. I've been out of town and also I'm in the process of moving.
Right.
I'm working on that. I'm going to different living conditions into another area. And one of the things is moving back to District 189 to run for the seat because you got to live there.
Okay.
You know? That's it, which I can understand that rule. Now, okay.
That was my only concern.
Oh, no, no, we're all good, and I appreciate that. It's very decent of you there, Brother Richie. And, you know, I remember a funny story, actually. I remember after when I disappeared, and I do promise Brother Ian, when he gets out of prison, I'm going to tell the story about my disappearance. I've rehearsed it plenty with other people, but the time wasn't good. But, yeah, at the beginning of 18, I disappeared. And I remember when I came back after 5 years. You know, and I said to Brother Ian, and just out of curiosity, what did they say about me? And I guess it was in the old forums. Basically, the general consensus was Ricky from the Commonwealth was dead and the deep state finally got him. not yet. But, you know, I am probably a little crazy because I run around picking a fight with the state. You know, and the state's not fun. I've danced with the deep state. It's not a fun thing to play with.
One more reason that it's just my general preference that you put that dash in escrow sooner rather than later. I mean, you have the deadline, but doesn't mean you have to wait for the deadline.
Richie, I appreciate that, you know, and I'm going to do that as soon as I'm able to, but I'm in the process of moving.
All right, yeah, no worries.
But I will do that as soon as I can. And now, once I, how do I, when I get the dash, Is he got it? I guess I'll contact you guys, and then you'll give me the information.
Yeah, we'll put you in contact with Peakless about how to move the dash from your wallet to his wallet. We'll send you an address to do that, and then he'll be able to confirm that it was received, and then it'll be his responsibility to sit on it.
Yep.
Yeah, I think this is really fun, and I can't think of a better way to introduce me to cryptocurrency.
There you go.
Yeah, and our listeners too, right? You know. So.
I mean, we've been advertising it for months.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's a fun thing for the listeners, too. You know, it's going to be fun. And, you know, we can watch it between now and the deadline. We can watch the news. And every day there seems to be signs this and that of these things maybe coming to pass. It all comes down to if the timing's right, you know, like, Brother Richie?
Like lightning hitting the Statue of Liberty, perhaps?
Yeah, well, I mean, the timing is
600 times a year. Did you know that? I looked that up on the Magic Rectangle.
Nice.
Well, it's like more than once a day.
Like,
yeah.
Like what's going on in Israel, the things going on in Israel.
Yeah.
What about the earthquake? Did you feel the earthquake, Ricky?
The solar earthquake?
I did not.
Okay.
Tomorrow we're going to have another one.
Like 4.8 based out of New Jersey.
Okay.
I'm familiar with this stuff because
I didn't know. No, I didn't get that.
I'm familiar with this kind of stuff because I used to live in Seattle, and I was through the Nisqually quake, which was 8.9, maybe. I don't know. It was a big one.
There was we felt one in Spokane when I was in college.
Okay,
that was my first earthquake, wasn't it?
Hey, Ricky, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate you. Feel free to call again, 603-283-6160 if you would like to join us here on Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up for you. Will we do a double flush? Is it the night for the trifecta?
Whoa.
We don't know. We'll let you know. Coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News update. Big donors turning out at a huge campaign fundraiser for Donald Trump in Palm Beach, Florida, Saturday night. The event expected to take in $50 million. That's way more money than President Biden raised at an event with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. That event taking in $25 million. Donald Trump on his social media platform, Truth Social, writing, "It's the biggest night in fundraising of all time. We will double up the Biden number of last week at Radio City. People are desperate for change. They want to make America great again." Explanation point. Today marks 6 months as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on. It's the result of Hamas slaughtering 1,200 Jewish people at a music festival and at their homes. It is believed 99 hostages are still alive and being held by Hamas terrorists. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Harmonic Orchestra.
We're back.
That's right.
Yes, we're back. Again, we're back.
We're still back.
We're back.
Fronts don't count.
Stop fronting.
And we are not front.
We are not front.
It's Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Show my O face. Jinx.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. All right. We got more to talk about, but first, let's go to Jet calling. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, you know how I like to talk about people are just people and humans are just humans and all that?
Nope, never heard of it.
And some are more human and people than others.
Human people?
I'm just kidding. Human
some of them people. Are lizards.
People with extra moisture? Humid people?
Yes, the humid, the ones from Houston. But I had to drop off for a second because I drank some kombucha, and my heart started to race. So I don't know what the deal is with that. I do drink some of that every day.
Was that a legitimate thing? Like, did you literally have, like, did your heart rate elevate after drinking some kombucha, or is that for comedic effect?
I don't know if it was already elevated before, and it's still not under 100, so I'm keeping an eye on it. Anyway, I want to get to, eventually, I want to get to those people that call themselves, they are asses, you know, this lack of weight loss, you know, from the kombucha thing and the apple cider vinegar, it could have been offset by the half a dozen cookies I eat every day. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can find the headline, because I get it that you have to do other things in addition to, but the kombucha aspect of it was specifically like, it will burn the fat with nothing else. So if you continually add fat,
I mean, please do, right, because I'm a man of heft and I can use all the help I can get.
Okay. Well, then I will talk about the they are asses, normally referred to as the IR asses, but they don't know how to do that grammatically. We are in the midst of the tax terrorism season, which is about to wrap up here in about a week and a day. And in line with this thing that people are just people and humans are just humans, the only real evil that stands in the way of personal freedoms and other types of liberty is this thing called taxation. If we didn't have that, and people could, you know, make their personal exchanges as they needed to, and eliminated some of these overseers, I mean, we could have a lot more liberty. But what I wanted to mention most of all, the worst part of this whole scenario is that these humans who are now within this evil organization, both the collectors, the enforcers, you know, the rulemakers, all that stuff, they're not the same people as they were yesterday. In other words, a lot of them have, let's say, quit or been fired, or they retire or they die. But that's the scary part. Someone else is already there, ready and willing to take their place, to come in and hold this, or continue the evil cycle.
Yeah.
That's the thing that most people don't realize is that.
Let me also point out real quick that the Germans are still taking Nazis to trial for their participation in the extermination of the Jews. Right. So like you don't get to run away from this just because you've gotten older in the future or retired or quit, right, or got fired. Like, you were still a part of it.
Yeah. Or statute of limitations.
Yeah, well, but there ought not be,
right,
you know, in our liberty future.
Well, and Jet points out a very good point, that there is a long line of tyrants waiting for their chance to take off.
Right. So you have to eliminate the current and then try the former.
Well, every so often I go into the Walmart and there's somebody there that's already set up. You know, they have their little booth where you can sit down and they'll help you get robbed, so to speak.
Right.
And
Liberty Tax Service.
Liberty.
Yes, you can drive down the street and there'll be this clown dressed in this Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
suit.
And they're waving you in. Liberty, come on in.
Someone should hit him with some lightning.
Liberty Tax. If that's not a contradiction of terms, what is?
I wonder if you could name your tax agency like Mafia Tax or something like that, right? Just to compete with Liberty Tax, right? Just
Mafia Tax.
We'll do your taxes or else.
We'll charge you 15%.
That's essentially what it is. That's essentially what it is the Mafia, because how else have you heard, give me your monies, we will hurt you, you know, that type of thing.
Right, yeah. Try not paying your taxes, see who shows up at your door.
Yeah, it's interesting to
see. I'm one of those
Go ahead.
I'm one of those who can kind of brag about not paying those taxes. But it's been 45 years now since I did one of those things.
Woohoo!
Nice.
Yeah, right.
Yep. I'll applaud that.
But
need to write an ebook for Richard.
Well, that's because I worked a lot of contracts and other types of personal exchanges, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's a lot easier when you're 1099.
But
yeah.
But the main deal I wanted to emphasize is that these people are never the same. Whether you think about it as police or legislators or governors or presidents, obviously presidents, they're not the same people as they were yesterday. And if more people, more regular people, let's put it this way, average people, those being robbed, would think of it that way, it would help them, because that's the major point of view that I think someone has to take to be able to achieve freedom, is to view these other people as just other failed flesh and blood humans who have no more right to do anything than anybody else. And that's the main point I wanted to make today.
So, I mean, we can touch on the rights thing, and this is always a point of contention, right? It's not that they have the right. It's that they will exercise the violence.
Right.
And they will do it with impunity.
Okay, privilege.
Right. So, and rights and privileges are synonyms. You know, you have a right, the rights are granted, or you have a privilege, or, you know, it's bestowed on you by the Creator, if you believe in that sort of thing. But it is they have it because they're willing to exercise it.
Right.
Right. They have chosen that path. Go ahead, Jet.
I would interject the word usurped. In other words, they have this so-called, in quotes, power because they have usurped it. They have simply walked it in and said, I now have the power. You will obey me. You will bow down.
Yeah, well, okay. And the only thing I will object to that is they do so specifically because those that they are victimizing do not defend themselves against that encroachment.
Right. Well, and like you have to remember what gives the agency known as government their power, and that is their willingness to initiate the violence. Like,
yes,
if I walk into Vermont, right, the state next door here, and I go, I am now the king of Vermont. You must all bow down and obey me. There's going to be a chorus of laughter. Right, because right. I don't have, you know, any military behind me. I don't have a bunch of men with guns. I'm not willing to start killing people because they refuse to obey me. Right?
But if you did start the killing, people will fall in line because they don't want to then be killed.
Right, some people. Right, right.
Well, and if no one defends against you and puts you down,
yeah.
Right, you will sooner or later become the king of Vermont. De facto, because you were willing to use that violence to attain the goal, and they're not willing to defend against you with similar violence.
Yeah. Why would you want to do
just
that?
Just to be clear, though? I'm not.
Well,
don't go to Vermont.
It hasn't been that long. It hasn't been that long since that was the actual case where the only way people came into power was through conquering.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just look at Haiti now, right?
I mean, it's still the way they come into power, right? Just it's on a different level now. It's on a macro level.
And that's why I'm always one for, like, defense. You have to be, if you claim something to be yours, you have to defend it from someone else who's making an alternative claim, right? If Captain comes onto my property and says, like, I'm the king of Rich's property, right? Either I go, like, yep, you got it, because I don't want to die, or we fight, right? Like, that's the two options.
Yep.
Or Captain acquiesces and goes like, no, I'm just kidding, bro, and like leaves me alone. So, right? Like, there's not a lot of options there. You either fight to defend it, and he fights to obtain it, right? Or one side acquiesces to the other, and whoever doesn't acquiesce wins.
Jet?
Well, that's my main elevator speech, is that no matter who it is, they're just another person who has... what word should we use then instead of rights, privileges?
Those are synonyms. They have it because they have the privilege because they're willing to exercise the violence. Like, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and that's the case. They only exist in those roles because of their willingness
yeah.
to do violence. And that's that's the thing that I like to get across to people, is that we wouldn't have even corrupt cops or any of this stuff if there weren't people willing to do violence against you.
Yeah. And, well, but you're not going to get rid of those people. Right. There's no libertarian utopian society where there aren't bad people willing and able to commit the violence. It's the opposition to it that needs to increase, which is why I'm in the minority opinion on this show, but I am not peaceful. Right. There has to be a defense against those encroachments. And that defense, I'm sorry, is going to be violent.
Right. But you can contain the violence.
Yes.
Personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to get rid of corrupt cops, right, those that are willing to do violence, right, you have to defend against their violence.
Right.
And there's only one way to do that.
Yeah.
It's with opposing violence, right? There's a story in Wikipedia or whatever, and it was an island nation, right, of pacifists. And over time, their population declined because they never fought back until they were like 5% of the population, because they just kept getting murdered.
Like, I don't know that
by people willing to do violence.
I don't know Highlander. That. I don't know that defending yourself or defending others makes you not peaceful.
It definitely makes you violent,
right? So, I mean, the non-aggression principle, in and of itself, is like you can use violence defending yourself against other violence. So, like, yeah, morally, there's no question. That's fine. So I don't necessarily think that makes you not peaceful. It just makes you a little more logical, I think, than like a pacifist.
What I hear from other hosts on this show and have heard in the past, mm-hmm. right, is the promotion of peace, and that is nonviolence. We must go about these changes nonviolently.
It's my preferred method.
Yeah, understood.
Right. I like Buckminster Fuller's quote, which is like, you never change things by fighting the existing what is. In order to change the world, you must build something
better
that exceeds the current. Build the future you want to be. And so that's why I'm a fan of things like cryptocurrency and stuff like that, because for the first time we have anarchic infrastructure.
Right. But those that do the violence will come for you.
They've shown they've had.
So there, it's not like you can build it and it's the field of dreams and people are just going to come and make a natural transition. There will be opposition.
Yes,
that opposition will be violent, and if you are not prepared to respond in kind, they're going to knock down your buildings and take over your industry and do whatever they can within the crypto.
They're going to put you on the U.S. dollar.
The U.S. government has like has hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin.
Right,
that they have confiscated from otherwise peaceful people. Right, they have taken it. It's not like they can't take my coins. They have Ian's Bitcoin. They have it. Part of the thing with his restitution is like, well, the government already has enough money to cover it because they confiscated his Bitcoin. They took it. It's not protected from them. They have it.
Do you think they would be stupid enough to turn that Bitcoin into cash?
When they could
keep printing cash?
Do you think government understands what's going to happen with that? I highly doubt it.
If they release it onto the open market, they'll drive the price down. That's what will happen.
They just put $2 billion on.
Okay,
Coinbase.
Well,
point being, it's not protected. Like, they will come for it, and they've proven that they can get it.
Go ahead, Jet. Passphrase.
Since it's Sunday, I just wanted to mention, as a Christian, I understand that this thing we call government is fully evil, that it was never intended that one human be able to rule over another. But the main problem is that whatever it is, whatever outcome you wish to gain or achieve, it all begins in your mind. It must be something that you have to resolve and settle in your mind first.
Yeah, and then the vast majority of people don't want to die, and so they pay their taxes to the crown, right? And they live relatively peacefully aside from that encroachment, right? They are not bothered by the biggest men with the biggest guns because they pay their fealty and they are allowed to exist otherwise.
Yeah, it used to be during like the times of castles and knights and stuff like that, right? The king would send his tax collectors and a couple of enforcers house to house to collect the taxes, and if you didn't pay, they would do something, kill you,
half your crop,
burn you, whatever, burn your house down, all that kind of stuff. we've all seen the stories and read the history books. So now it's just bureaucratized, right? Now it's a form that you fill out. Yeah. They don't actually send the armed dudes initially.
Oh, it's voluntary. It's voluntary.
No, make no mistake. Behind the form is definitely a gun.
I'm aware.
Pointed at you. I know you're aware. I'm mainly saying this for the listeners.
So the last thing I'll throw out is that taxation is slavery. It is nothing more, nothing less.
Jet, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate you. Feel free to call us again.
Can you imagine living next to your tax collector in town?
Oh, man, no.
And they're like the nicest person.
I can't.
Yeah. That's part of the problem.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
When they don't put on the uniform,
right?
People are okay with them.
Right, at 5 o'clock, they check out and they're normal.
Yeah, my uncle's a cop. He's the nicest guy in our family. Right? My mom works at the DMV. She's not a bad person. Yeah, she is. Totally is.
She works for government.
She works for the government.
Yeah.
She is part of the mechanism that enslaves the rest of us.
Yeah, I've angered people. A friend of mine, his wife works in some government capacity.
Yeah.
I made mention that, you know, just working for the government makes you an a-hole. And, well, she doesn't like me now.
I mean, people...
but you still don't like her.
I liked her just fine, but I mentioned this. Just, you know, because we get to talk about things, right? You know, you talk about stuff with your friends, and I'm talking about my my approach, my non-aggression principle, my you know, my anti. I favor abolishment of government as a
abolitionist.
Yeah, I'm an abolitionist and all this kind of stuff. And so she started asking questions, and I started saying, "Well,
I don't answer questions."
No, I started saying, "Well, any government entity, I don't care how docile it seems, is immoral because it takes money from other people without their consent, and then it keeps a whole bunch of money for themselves, hands you a paycheck, and you are living off of stolen money."
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So she's paying taxes on the money she makes.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a math problem that doesn't need to happen. But people, you know, people bring it up to me, they go, "So you don't like the police?" I go, "I don't even like public school teachers."
Right,
They're unionized. They're not the enforcement arm, but they're just as bad.
Like, I don't like the parks department.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm against the parks department, right? Not because I'm against, he must hate parks. Yeah. No, actually, I like parks, man. They're just fine. But parks exist in society. It can exist and do exist without government.
Yeah. Like, the public employees paying taxes. Right. It's like them going to the cookie jar, taking like 15 cookies out of the jar, putting 5 back and saying like they're contributing to the cookie jar.
Right.
Like they're not. They're negative. They're net take 10, not net pot plus 5.
Yeah.
They took 15 and gave 5. You could just not take the 5 and they'd be just the same. Like
what
it's
if you,
dumb.
What if you bring up that conversation with the government employee, what they would say?
No, because they want to be part of you, right? They want to be like the taxpaying American, right? That makes them equal.
Oh, okay.
Right, but they're not. They're not.
Because I'm paying your salary.
If anybody should be tax exempt, it should be government employees, because that's where the money comes from in the first place. Right. Their
buildings are tax exempt.
I'm trying to remember the exact phrasing and how it all went down, but I was at a party back in the Seattle area before I left. And one of the guys there was an aspiring attorney. He's in law school. He's almost done. I used one of the Mark Stevens arguments about like, well, why would you do that? Because your job is completely useless because he's going to go work for the government.
Yeah.
And he goes, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, government doesn't actually exist because, you know, in order for that to exist, you would need to have, I'm trying to remember the exact phrasing here. In order for the state requires you to give a duty of allegiance in exchange for a duty of protection.
Oh, the definition of being a citizenship.
Citizens, right.
Yeah.
So citizens don't actually exist because the government has repeatedly told us that they have no duty or responsibility to protect any of us at all. And so, therefore, we don't have to provide a duty of allegiance to them. And thus, citizens don't actually exist.
It's a duty of allegiance in exchange for an obligation of protection.
Right.
Like, that's the contract.
Right.
And the government, in their own documents, have said we have no obligation to protect.
Right.
And if they're not going to fulfill their end, you don't have to fulfill your end and give them a duty of allegiance.
And so you could tell, like, the guy was skeptical, but he's thinking about it. And I was, you know, a little bit later, he comes up and he's like, "Yeah, you did a pretty good job of convincing me about that a little while ago. I'm going to think about that some more." Like,
well, you can turn one mind, right?
I mean, like, I checked the box on the form, but if people ask, like, "So are you an American citizen?" I'm like, well, they would say I am. Like, I know I'm not, but
I don't live in D.C.
That's the category that they would put me in.
Right.
Right.
So Whatever.
Yeah. A detained citizen, D.C.?
Detained citizens.
Washington, D.C.
It's not like on the form you can put, like, you know, that's what their label of me is.
Right.
I mean, I guess I could write it in.
Other.
Yeah.
Other. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all very fun.
Yeah. It washes out the whole, you know, citizenship debate.
Yeah. Well, and there's so many of those things, too. It's like the contradiction of...
They're not citizens when they cross... Well, neither are you.
Yeah. Like, try to apply those things to, like, anything except humans, right? Like when a deer crosses the border between the U.S. and Canada, does it go through customs?
No. It doesn't pay taxes either.
Does it get harassed by men with guns? I mean, maybe hunters, but, like, you know, but not, you know, they don't have to, you know, drive their car across. They don't have to get a passport.
No passport.
Right? Birds, when they fly south, they don't need a passport to, you know, clear the airspace.
Mm-hmm. Just for clarity, passports are another temporary government measure.
Yeah. Really, when they get to end?
It's not.
No, I know.
But it was started as a temporary government program during wartime.
Can you imagine?
To keep travel.
Can you imagine the ability to just travel?
You want people to go to Japan, right? Or Germany. Oof. What might they do?
Can you imagine the ability to just travel wherever the hell you wanted to go without showing any...
Yeah, you could before they instituted the passports.
There were parts of that just even when I was growing up. Like, I feel like I, you know, had more freedom way back in the mid to late 80s, early 90s than I do now.
There was less restriction going in and out of Mexico and Canada.
Yeah, because you were Gen X. Certain. You're Gen X, that's why.
Because I was like, screw you guys, I'm going anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, eventually you're going to need the real ID driver's license, I think, to fly anywhere the country.
That sucks.
I'm done flying. I mean,
I've been saying I'm done flying since the TSA was
unveiled.
Yeah. I have flown a handful of times since then, but I certainly would fly more if the TSA went bye-bye.
Oh,
yeah.
They're terrible.
Another temporary government organization.
Unfortunately, I can't say that because I have family still in Hawaii, and there's only two methods to get there. I can't drive
yet. You want the short way, the quicker way to get there,
probably fly again, but man, like I keep looking at things like gyrocopters, ultralights, right? You know, have you seen the
human drone cars?
There's a new ultralight that you could get with just a driver's license. Like, you don't even need your pilot's license.
There's a flying car that's about to be released to the public at some point, so that's coming up. 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join us. Hour number 3 of Free Talk Live, still yet to come. Don't go anywhere.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.